You can open any of the cabinets or cases, and we're super hands-on. Okay.
Well, I think it's really important for people to be able to touch things because, you know, I can remember so many times being a kid and going to a museum or, you know, in school when you could see the cool thing, but you couldn't touch it.
Sea cucumber.
You guys can open that case up, too, if you want.
Gosh, it's intimidating.
I think so far.
My name is Mason Conway, and after 10 years of working in veterinary medicine, I decided to quit my job and open my own store selling skulls, bones, taxidermy, and other natural history specimens.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that the bisected pig?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that there's something just really beautiful and special about the natural forms and structures of these plants and animals and the insects. This is the front of the store. This is where all the fun stuff is. There's some hematite specimens, lepidolite, trilobites, some ammonites, some megalodon teeth, a mosasaur teeth. We also have some octopus specimens. Everybody loves octopus. 99.9% of the stuff in the store, yes, it's real. But people will say, is this real? And like, everything is real, yes. But is this real? Yes, that's real too. Well, what about that? Yes, that's real too. In the case over here, we have some of our more rare or some of our bigger skulls. Right now we do have a big bull giraffe skull. One of probably my favorite things on this shelf is gonna be the owl pellet kits. It's just like a hairball basically that owls cough up with all the bones and hair that they can't digest. So we give little instructions, a magnifying glass, and some other stuff so that you can take it apart. I've had a lot of couples buy them as like a date night activity so they can sit down and go through owl barf together. Sounds pretty romantic to me.
It's okay. Are you looking for anything in particular?
I just wanted to see your shop, but what is this about?
So those are Tillandsia. They call them air plants. Mm-hmm. Air plants are cool because they absorb all the water and everything they need through their...
Pretty much with every customer that comes in has a question about something, and we can teach them something new about a scientific process or where an animal is from or what it eats or what it's native to or why it's special or why we have it. They're not really expecting to learn something sometimes when they come in, but we have the opportunity that we can teach them something cool about the world that they don't know.
Yeah, those are kind of cool because they're hooked like that, so if like a larger animal walks by,
yeah,
they'll kind of like grab onto the leg, and it doesn't hurt them or anything, but then they'll step on it to try to get it off and crush it and disperse the seeds.
At the heart, that's the part of the store that I love and that I care about. Sure, we get some people in that think that it's kind of like a freak show, and that's not really our goal. And we have really tried to put things and display things in a way that seems beautiful but educational as well. Because we don't see this stuff as disgusting or gross. We don't see it as freaky. We, you know, a lot of times we'll say, you know, people ask what kind of store it is. We'll say we're a natural history store. We're not an oddities store. You know, it's not really about being shocking. It's, you know, just representing the beauty of science and nature.